Investigators are digging deeper into Ahmad Khan Rahami's background, and they're focusing on his international travel. Rahami is the man arrested yesterday in connection with bombing attacks this weekend in New York City and New Jersey. NPR investigations correspondent Joseph Shapiro joins us now with more. Hi there, Joe.
Hi, Meghna.
So first of all, what are investigators saying about Rahami's travel specifically to Afghanistan and Pakistan?
So we know now that in just the last few years, Rahami, who was born in Afghanistan, was making frequent trips back and forth to Afghanistan and Pakistan. And these trips would last for months. He had a long stay in Quetta for about a year. That's in Pakistan on the border with Afghanistan. And the ruling council of the Afghan Taliban is based there. Al-Qaeda has a big presence there. We also know that he spent time in Karachi, and the Pakistan Taliban is active there. And I should point out that those are not places where ISIS is active, but the Afghan and Pakistan Taliban are, and Al-Qaeda.
Did he have contact with any of those groups?
Investigators, they don't know yet. There may be clues, though, in that pressure cooker that he left on the street in Manhattan, the bomb that didn't go off. My colleague Dina Temple-Raston, who is NPR's counterterrorism correspondent, she reported today that the pressure cooker bomb had a much more powerful explosive than the ones that went off at the Boston Marathon, and that it had a more sophisticated detonator. And so the sophistication of those bombs raises questions. Did he have training or even help in how to make them?
I see. So what do we know then about Rahami in the days before the bombing?
Well, our colleague Joel Rose, reporting from New Jersey, says he met a neighbor today, a woman who ate frequently at the family's restaurant. And she said that she saw Ahmad Khan Rahami often because he was working in the restaurant. But she said she noticed the change in him over just the last month and a half, that he seemed, in her word, disorientated, and she questioned his mental health.
Okay, so Rahami, of course, is in custody now. He was arrested yesterday. Is he talking to investigators?
Dina Temple-Raston reported that he is not cooperating with investigators, but investigators have been speaking with his father and with his brothers, and in fact, his father spoke to reporters this morning outside that family restaurant, the First American Fried Chicken in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And there have also been reports today that, quote, anonymous senior law enforcement officials who say that 2 years ago, Ahmad Rahami's father told police his son was a terrorist, that this happened after there had been some tension in the family. In 2014, Rahami had been arrested in a stabbing, and there are reports that he stabbed his brother. And at the time, it's been reported that the father told local police, my son's a terrorist, and that this was passed on to the FBI. Now, today, the father told reporters his son is not a terrorist and that the FBI knows this.
Okay, so what more then do we know about his life in America?
It had all the pull and tug of an immigrant trying to find his place in a new and different country. We know he was born in Afghanistan in 1988. He's an American citizen now. It's not clear when exactly the family came to the U.S., but his father, he'd been in New Jersey since at least 1989 or 1990. That's when we found records that his father got his Social Security card. But then the son graduated from high school in Edison, New Jersey in 2007. He attended Middlesex County College for 2 years. He studied criminal justice, but he didn't graduate. We know he liked some things about him. He liked cars. He played basketball. He worked in his family's restaurant.
Well, still many more unanswered questions, and we'll keep asking them. That's NPR's investigations correspondent, Joe Shapiro. Joe, thanks so much.
Thank you, Meghna.